I think a lot of people struggle when they lose because they're worried about what everybody else thinks. Right. And I'm like, I don't give a fuck what everybody else thinks.
Listening to the Kanye West documentary, watching the Kanye West documentary, I'm on part three. What's up, everybody? It's Rob Tyson, and this is the Climb Audio Documentary Journey. What I've watched so far is something that resonates so well, so much with my life. And the obvious fact is I'm nowhere near Kanye West's status as an individual. But his thought process is prior to him taking medication. And that's a key point. Listen to that part. Prior to him taking medication is exactly how I think, except I'm different in the way I approach life. And I'm thinking to myself, at the age of 35, should I speed that up? But I don't think so. And here's why. As I'm watching him in part three, post-medication, that tells me everything about medications that most people don't realize. It alters your ability to think clearly. It gives you a different perception on life. It puts you in a state of, I hate to say it, but it puts your mind in a state of delusion. You don't become the person that you need to be. You're putting a Band-Aid on something that needs surgery, metaphorically. You know, people ask me all the time, how do you stay home by yourself? How do you like to be by yourself all the time? How do you do it? How do you not socialize? Because there's nothing out there for me there's nothing out there in society, at bars, you know, individuals who can feed what I'm trying to create yet. Because what I do behind closed doors is what's going to create something big one day. And then I'll have people around me. Then I'll need the energy. But as I'm watching Kanye, man, it's like, it's plain and simple. He needs to get off those medications. That brings me to my next point, man. Sitting with your pain is so important, man. Those moments of, and diet, and being, and paying attention to your microbiome, and paying attention to your gut health, understanding why you're feeling that way. Audit what you ate the day before. Why are you feeling like that? Go take a walk. Get sunshine. Meditation. Be by yourself. Learn to be by yourself. It's so important, man. And this individual was propelled into superstardom because he wanted something. And he created this giant atmosphere that everyone wanted to be in. And he couldn't handle it. He got to a point where, you know, as I'm watching the documentary, he's turning into somebody, as we all do through age, through experiences. We turn into different people. We become different people, but we lose ourselves in the process. That's the key. That's why I'm not rushing into anything at the age of 35. I'm building the foundation so slowly, but I'm paying attention to each granule that goes into that cement, metaphorically, as opposed to just getting a whole bag full of cement and throwing it on a foundation and throwing the water and mixing it in and just pouring it on. I'm taking each granule of cement in that chemical compound to make up the cement, and I'm laying it down granule by granule. Man, it's been 10 years. Man, it's been this long. And I used to be a professional beatboxer. Why'd you give up that? Dude, because I just know. I get this instinctual energy that I don't need to be in that situation anymore. Like when I'm in a group or I'm sitting with a group of people and I'm socializing, something comes over me. It's like, okay, this relationship with this individual, with these groups of people, has ran its course. I'm out. Most people can't distinguish when it's time for something to end. Most people don't have the patience to lay granule by granule when it comes to their foundation. They just want everything to come all at once. But the problem with that is that you don't give yourself enough time to adjust to the times. You don't give yourself enough time to properly lay your foundation the right way. Audit each granule that's going in your foundation so that when it comes to your whole foundation being laid, you know what you put into each one of those granules to lay that foundation, as opposed to when stuff hits the fan and you have a foundation and you look back, you don't know what to cut out. You don't know who to turn to. You can't even turn to yourself because you went so far, so fast, so big, so fast that you lose yourself in the process, and either you don't come back. Sometimes you never come back because you're too big for your own good. And that's what I'm seeing in Kanye West's situation. I have big dreams. I'm going to do big things with my life. I can be by myself for long periods of time, because everything that I'm doing has a purpose. Whether it's playing FIFA, whether it's playing with my guinea pigs, there's something creative. There's a story being created in my mind that I will need to tell one day when I'm on stage in front of tens of thousands of people. It's all relevant. We're only on this earth as long as we're breathing, because next day we can wake up and we're gone. It's hard. It's hard to be able to sit with your pain. It's hard to be able to sit with your own thoughts by yourself. It's hard. You know, it's inspiring to know that it's possible to achieve the things that someone like Kanye West or these other high-profile individuals have accomplished coming from nothing. It's hard. We're only seeing a depiction of who they truly are through the media. We don't really know who they are behind closed doors, and that's the problem. You know, when you get too big too fast, again, you just threw a foundation on. You have no idea where to turn. You have no idea if there's going to be cracks in that foundation. You have no idea what type of mix was added to that foundation. Is it sturdy enough? The climb journey is about building each granule in your foundation and auditing it to make sure that it belongs there and make sure it's consistent. You know, I figure when I'm out in society, there's very few people that inspire me. Very, very few. They come few and far between. I have to constantly put on an act, and that's why I don't like to be out there. Because if I'm myself, I'm not talking. If I'm talking to you, it's because I'm interested in what you're doing and what you could potentially add to my life and what I could potentially add to your life. If it's not business, if it's not something that can add to my life, I'm not interested. And it sounds brash, it sounds harsh, but that's just how I think. I give my all to my son. I give my all to my son's mother. I give my all to my dad. I give my all to my mom. I give my all to myself. What I put in my body as well, from alkaline water to organic coffee to all organic leafy greens, I make sure that I feed my physical body so that I can affect and give me my body can give the proper nutrients to create that synergy in my brain to be creative, to keep the consistency of flow in my life. Because just like water, anything that lays stagnant goes bad. The constant flow is what's needed. Most people don't realize that, man. They only What I'm noticing watching this Kanye West documentary is that he goes all hyper-focused on one thing but forgets about his health, forgets about physical, forgets about lifting weights, forgets about meditation, forgets about walking. I'm sure he has prayer down. That's a big part of it for sure. But man, people don't realize how important what you eat does to your brain, man, as you get older. Because as you get older, there's more experiences. Your mind starts to experience more things. Your fight or flight's more active than ever before. What could you do to combat the external environmental factors? You think that taking a medication is going to help you? It's just putting a Band-Aid on a giant gaping wound. No. That's the difference. That's the difference between all these major figures, is that they don't take the time to take every aspect of their life seriously. Go all out on your health. Go all out on what you put on your body. Make sure that you're very disciplined of what you put in your body. It's your temple, man. It all leads up to everything. It's all consolidated. Everything you do is consolidated. You can't just go all out on your job. You can't just go all out in your business and then forget about your health. You can't just go all out on your workout. Oh, I'm just going to go have one drink. Oh, I'm just going to go have a margarita. Oh, I'm just going to, and I'll just work out and sweat it out the next day. Man, you are just stressing your body out so much. And by the time you get older to a certain age, it's like, man, your body just forgets how to heal itself. That's the concept of this whole discussion. How are you healing yourself? Why are you going out and getting validation from people that don't matter? Why aren't you going out with a purpose every single day? Why aren't you going out and meet people that can add to your life rather than subtract? If you're going out and having drinks with people and having a good time, that's subtracting from your life. What good is that going to do for your life? Unless it's a business meeting, unless it's somebody that's going to do something beneficial for your life, unless you're having a conversation that's leading you to greater things, that's adding to the perception of what you believe your life should be. No, man, everybody got it twisted. Being alone is good. When you have a purpose, when you have a vision, being alone is good. That's the problem with some of these individuals going at that topic again. They don't realize that. People don't have the patience. You know, I'm seeing people like these gurus online, fuck patience. Just go out and get it. You're only, okay. Go out at their life. Go behind closed doors and ask them what they've done in their life. Are they truly happy? They might be at that point in their life. But who did they screw over? Who did they hurt along the way? You see, I live my life carefully, but I also live it spontaneously. Spontaneous in other ways that most people don't realize is good for you. I'm not talking about going on a skiing trip. What is skiing going to do for me? Going out in nature, getting a different perception on life, going to the mountains, sure. Absolutely. It's a climb journey. The Climb Journey brand will be one of the biggest brands in the world one day. Whether I'm here or I'm not on this earth, it will be. Somebody will carry it. Because I'm doing it the right way. Changing the world begins with internalizing your thoughts and making sure that you minimize all the external negativities, whether it's water, whether it's food, whether it's negative people, whether it's negative media. Knowing how to understand good and bad when it comes to your thoughts. Understand that it's okay to be alone. It's okay to sit with your pain alone. You become a superhuman. The most influential people in the world have done that. But others have not. Others have went all in on their dream and their vision, and they just, no matter what it took, they were going to make it happen, but they forgot about their health. They forgot about their gut microbiome. They forgot about the water that they drank because they were in a rush. Nah, man, I do everything. I think about all those factors, and it's taken me a long time. But now this year has been one of the biggest years for my business. My business is a vehicle, and I love what I do because I know I'm making a difference in the world. I know I know what I'm doing is giving people higher quality healthcare without all the additional expenses, without the high premiums, without the high out-of-pocket expenses. I'm giving employers the ability to save money. I know I'm doing good in the world, but this is a vehicle to get me to another place in the world, to entertain people, to make people smile, to make people laugh. That's why I will be on Broadway. I did write an off-Broadway musical. I mean, I say off-Broadway because that's just generally speaking. Granule by granule. Pay attention to every aspect of your life, from the littlest things. What kind of dishwasher soap are you using? Is that adding to the stress to your life? Is that stressing your body out? A lot of y'all listening to this might be like, God, this guy's off his rocker. Maybe I am. Maybe not. Maybe I'm just ahead of my time. Maybe I'm just in the now because I know what's going on with myself. I know what I need to be doing to get myself to where I want to be. My dreams are so big that every little thing that I do matters. What's the temperature of your room at night? Yeah, you didn't think about that, huh? Do you have an ionizer in your house to reduce the toxins? If there's any mold toxins in your house, did you think about that? There's so many different things that can contribute to your potential demise. So you could be on your journey right now. You could be trying to achieve all the goals that you're trying to achieve. But then you go home and eat a cheeseburger and have some wine for dinner. None of it's organic. You go out and do drugs. I'll be good the next day. I'll go to the sauna. You see what I'm saying? Most people go out to get the validation in social environments. Oh, look what I'm wearing. I wear black every damn day because that's my favorite color to wear. I'm not trying to prove a point. I'm trying to create an image for myself because I know what I'm seeing in the future and I'm building it right now. From the watch on my wrist to the chain around my neck. I had a dream I could buy my way to heaven, and then I woke up and I spent it on a necklace. I'm just kidding. It's not a very expensive necklace, actually. I'm just going for a certain look. From the way I look, from my hair to my skin, to the detail in my apartment, to the little dirt on the floor that I pick up every day for my little guinea pigs, to the smell of my apartment. Everything matters. Every detail matters. It's the climb journey. There's Gary Vee's onto something, but if he explained it like this, it'd probably go a lot further. It'd probably touch a lot more people, or a lot more people would tune out because they want to find the quick and easy way to stardom, the quick and easy way to money. People can't comprehend having a negative balance in their bank account. They wouldn't know what to do. They wouldn't know what to do with have tremendous amount of credit card debt. They wouldn't know what to do. They would panic because they don't have a vision. They wouldn't understand that one day that their bank account's going to be so ridiculously fat. You need to inject some insulin in it. It's going to take some diabetes medication to reduce the obesity of it. Hopefully not. Those are called bills. Those are called expenses. You don't want your bank account to go on a diet. You want that motherfucker fat. You know, I just went on a rant. I wanted to make this rant. Ari Tyson, I love you so much, son. You're a leader. You're going to do such great things in this world. You're going to influence a lot of people to do the best things that they can possibly do, whatever they might be. You are born to be a leader, son. I see it in your eyes every day. You have it. So if you're going through a tough time right now, you have it. You have every bit of opportunity to be great, to influence millions of people. You will do it. I love you.